This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So Caden Brown on top of the hill. It'll be Bryce Hires, Drake Gasperson, and Jacob Budd here in the top half of the first inning for Litchfield, if anybody can reach. Tug Swab and the southpaw Brown winds, fires, fastball over but low, and that's how we get started here this afternoon. First pitch came home at 4:31. Brown's 1-0 offering. Called strike right at the kneecaps. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 hit on the ground right side. The second baseman, Aiden Hatala. Two is right on to first for the out. And Hires is retired 4-3. Aiden Hatala, just a freshman. The younger son of head coach Chris Hatala. So you got the Hatala double play combo up the middle.
Do indeed. And made a good play, got over in time, and took his time to make a solid throw.
A lot of the North Mac players rocking the high sock look here. Just a swing and a miss through a fastball for Gasperson. He's down a strike. Brown, the hurler for North Mac, he's got his pants at the top of his shoes. The 0-1 is right there for a called strike, top of the zone. Quickly, nothing and two on Drake Gasperson. Andrew Baines flashing the signs. The 0-2 called strike three, and Gasperson never got the bat off his shoulder. He's down on three pitches.
Brown using that corner on him. You don't really want to swing at it, but it could be a strike. You know, that's what they were.
Boy, and as a hitter, Carl, you're just left shaking your head when you're going back to the dugout without swinging. Three pitches and out. Oh, they want the on-deck hitter over on the other side. You never know, Carl. The on-deck hitter that time, Schwab, he was on the North Mac side down the third baseline behind the right-handed swinging Jacob Budd, but the umpire said, nope, stay on your side, even though now he is on the first base side and a foul ball to the right, he would potentially be in harm's way. Just depends. You never know which way the umpires want it. That's outside for ball one.
And not a whole lot of foul territory behind the home plate area. And down the lines.
Of course, that just becomes a pure safety issue. You can't help but think of Juan Encarnacion there as Bud swings through that low offering. One ball, one strike as he was in the on-deck circle and got hit right in the face. The 1-1 hit, soft liner down the left field line. That is down for a base hit. Cut off by the left fielder Vance as Bud takes a wide turnaround first. He will stop there with a two-out single. Connor White does not want a courtesy runner for his pitcher, Jacob Budd. And I guess, Carl, on a day like this when it's cool.
Let him run.
Let him run, absolutely. You're supposed to just sit in the dugout. That'll bring in Tug Schwab. Third baseman today. Stands in tall from that right-handed box. The lefty Brown from the stretch. Upstairs, ball one. Top of the first inning. Brown retired the first two Purple Panthers he faced. Jacob Budd, a two-out single. He's over at first now. Hammond holding over there. Budd takes a modest lead, going back towards the bag as the pitch comes home and is taken inside for a ball. 2-0 on Tug Schwab. Tug Schwab, Carl, he is an elite golfer.
So he probably likes the low pitches, right?
That's right. Just take that wedge right over the left field fence. There's a called strike one, 2-1.
We'll see as the season goes on.
Schwab checking the signs down from Connor White at third. He gets back into the right-handed box here on the turf at North Mac. The 2-1, a check on Budd over at first. He's back in with the dive. Of course, the home whites stay a lot wider when you're playing on the turf. Two balls, one strike, one on, two out. Swing and a miss there as Schwab went out of the zone, chased the high fastball, 2-2. Ball just kind of explodes out of Brown's hand. The lefty comes set at the belt. The runner's off with the pitch, fouled right side in front of the Litchfield dugout. And Budd back to first. Caden Brown has the eye black on, Carl, and it is of the messy variety. He's got it under his eyes and down his cheeks.
Well, right Bryce now, Harper the sun, look. Yeah, the sun did pop right out at him, though.
We were at 45 degrees at first pitch, the wind east about 10 miles an hour. As long as that sun's out, it's not too bad of a day. Here's the 2-2. got in on the fist of Schwab right back to Brown. Steps, throws out, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left. We've completed a half inning. Litchfield does not score. North Mac coming to bat.
We head to the bottom of the first here at North Mac. Litchfield did not score in the top half of the inning as Jacob Budd will go to work here for the Purple Panthers in the home half of the first. He'll be throwing to this North Mac lineup today. Riley Flowers leading things off. Cole Hatala will hit second. Caden Brown batting third. Logan Hammond, the cleanup batter today. Cade Berkeley will hit fifth. Aiden Hatala hitting sixth. Andrew Baines will bat seventh. Dane Vance hitting eighth. And Jackson Pierce will hit ninth. Flowers, Hatala, Brown, Hammond, Berkeley, Hatala, Baines, Vance, and Pierce. Defensively for Litchfield in the outfield, Drew Hartzell patrolling left field, Bryce Hires in center, Drake Gasperson in right field. Tug Schwab is over at the hot corner today. Tate DeBrinnick at shortstop. Ryan Bauer, the Purple Panthers second baseman. Brock Bishop, your first baseman. And Carson Sadahoff will be behind the plate, and he'll be working with Jacob Budd here today. And Carl, Jacob Budd, he's got all sorts of hair just spewing out of that hat.
He does indeed. And one of the fewer juniors, they got four juniors on the roster, a lot more sophomores, and a pretty good class of seniors. When you still have five seniors, that's not usually too bad.
And Budd pumps in strike one to Riley Flowers, and that's how the bottom half of the first inning gets underway.
And it's good to have a junior pitcher because you know you'll have a pitcher for next year too.
The 0-1 hit on the ground, a chopper right back to Budd on top of the hill, over to first for the easy out to retire Flowers 1-3. Corey, think about this Litchfield team and just kind of the way their athletic classes have been stacked up here. They've got more athletes in the pipeline now at the high school level than they've had for a number of years.
And sometimes, well, it's just, what do you call it, a curve. It just goes up, and then it goes down, and then it comes back up again.
Life of a public school.
And look at poor Mount Olive.
There's a called strike to Cole Latala. Yeah, no baseball or softball at Mount Olive this year.
Not enough players.
Think about the history of that Mount Olive baseball
program.
Very
good history.
Roger Crotterville is less than pleased about the developments, to say the least. The one strike pitch misses outside, one ball, one strike. Talk about a baseball guy, Cole Latala. He's just a top flight athlete across the board, Carl, but some kids just have a baseball look. He looks like a ball player.
He does indeed.
No batting gloves for Hatala. Stands right on top of the plate from the left side. The 1-1 outside, 2-1. Well, Carl, when you stand as close to the plate as Hatala does, kind of a la Anthony Rizzo, it really shrinks that plate down for the pitcher.
It does, and he's still got to pitch inside, but you got to hit it in the corners.
Two balls, one strike. Budd's offering. There's a fastball painted outside corner, 2-2. He's just peppering the outer part of that plate right now. Let's see where Sadahoff wants to set up here on the 2-2 offering. Carson flashes his signs. Jacob Budd has the one he wants, winds and fires. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, struck him out. Well, that was a nice piece of pitching from Jacob Budd right there.
Good break on that ball, especially early in a ball game. Colder weather, kind of hard to have that feel sometimes.
Not a great day to hit.
Not a great day to hit either. But it's not a great day to pitch usually.
Better than it was on Friday. North Mac played on Friday in those 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, boy.
Panthers enter 4-0 on the year. Litchfield's 0-2. Litchfield will be on the turf later this week up at SHG. Breaking ball just missed. Over but low. Ball one. Connor White doing a nice job with this Litchfield baseball program. Big numbers for Litchfield, Carl, which is always a good indicator of what the kids think of the coach. Over but low, 2-0.
And if you can get 2-3 ball games in a week, you feel good in about 3 weeks. You've played enough baseball that you're getting into a groove.
You don't have to play 5 or 6 in a week. That bounces in 3-0.
Yes, and virtually no team has enough pitching for that. That's part of the problem there.
You know, a lot of high school teams will go and think, oh, we got enough pitching to cover the games, and then all of a sudden you got 5 in a week, and it's like, oh, maybe not. 3 balls, no strikes to Caden Brown, taking all the way for a called strike one. Brown, the left-handed swinging pitcher for North Mac today, wears number 17 on that home Panther jersey. One batting glove on the right hand for Brown. The 3-1 outside on a two-out walk issued to Caden Brown.
First one of those in the ballgame. Both teams got a strikeout.
So Bud got a two-out single for Litchfield in the top half of the first. Now he issues a two-out walk here in the bottom half of the first, and that'll bring in Logan Hammond, left-handed swinging first baseman. As we found out last year, Carl wears number 99 because of the wild thing in Major League. Bud from the stretch. Runner is going. Pitches right down the middle. Sadahoff's throw not in time. Head first dive into first, or second, excuse me, and Brown is safe. He got a great jump right there.
Got a great jump. The throw just kind of short hopped to the base. Good throw as far as location, but it just didn't have enough zip on it.
Bud Brown was not able to advance any further than second. He's there now with two outs. Has Hammond a chance driving the game's first run. Bud checks the runner at second. Comes set at the belt. The one strike offering just missed outside. One ball, one strike. Two out walks, Carl, usually lead to trouble.
Leadoff walks always lead to trouble.
Always.
It seems to be.
One ball, one strike, one on, two out. Brown, the runner, out at second. He walked, stole second, dances around out there, gets a big secondary lead. It's hit on the ground to first off the high turf hop. Brock Bishop has it to the bag unassisted, and the side is retired. So one walk, one left, nobody scores. We've completed one inning here at North Mac. Litchfield and North Mac, no score. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at North Mac. Levi Ubel back in our WSMI studios producing this high school baseball action live on WSMI FM 106.1, online at WSMIRadio.com. And Carl, we'll have our baseball and softball live right here on the 50,000-watt blowtorch this year.
Sounds great.
Absolutely. No score, top of the second. Drew Hartzell, Brock Bishop, Carson Sadahoff for Litchfield here in the top half of the second inning. As Caden Brown's first offering, swing and a miss. Hartzell was late on that. It was almost in the mitt of Baines by the time he swung.
Deceptively fast.
Seems to kind of just explode out of his hand,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
It's not like it's a real hard popper into the glove, but it's got some velocity.
Another late swing there. Hartzell down, nothing in two.
And, you know, what does it matter what speed it's going if it fools the hitter? It really just doesn't
That's
matter.
That's exactly right. How do the hitters react? You're 1,000%
they're behind
right
now.
The 0-2.
Ew.
Just missed 1-2.
Did he take it because he knew it was a ball, or did he take it because he didn't see it in time?
I think he took it because he couldn't pull the trigger. 1-2, inside, 2-2. So each team got a base runner in the first inning, but neither could push him across. Brown, a deep breath, winds and fires. Fouled out of play right side. That'll wind up off the roof of the school. The softball game was going on behind us, Litchfield and North Mac. And driving in, Carl, that field looked in good shape. And it's not a turf field over there.
No.
The classic
turf
field, but
shape,
it looked
right.
Real good. The 2-2. Fouled out of play right side, and Hartzell is hanging tough here, Carl, after he got down two strikes quickly. Boy, not every good at-bat ends on base, right?
No, but you do wear down that pitcher a little bit. And have a better idea next time you come to see him.
Hartzell standing in strong from the right-handed box.
Oh,
breaking
shake.
Ball, swing and a miss, but it gets past Baines to the backstop. Quickly to it, down to first, and Baines got him. Oh, Hammond with the pick as Hartzell went headlong diving into the bag. That was a great job by Andrew Baines. That ball really squirted away.
Just fairly got him, but Tim, really, like you say, great hustle by Baines on that play. If he didn't get a good jump from the catching position back and grab it and throw, he would not have gotten him.
And that was a tough throw because the runner and his first baseman, Hammond, were kind of in the same line there. Great job by Logan over there with the pick. There's a swing and a miss from Bishop. He was late on that swing. Base is clear, one out. As Brown rocks, fires. Oh, swung it one over his head there to Brock Bishop. Nothing in two. Well, Carl, will Brown go up the ladder again? You can't get much higher than that one. Swing and a miss. That was a little bit lower right at the letters, and Bishop swung right through it down on strikes.
Still a very effective pitch. Not one you can handle, really. Foul back is about all you can hope for.
There haven't been a lot of comfortable swings from Litchfield here early, but this is not an ideal hitting today in terms of the conditions either.
Here's Carson Sadhoff from the right-handed box. A slightly open stance. Takes ball one over but low. We'll have more baseball a week from today. It'll be Lincoln Wood at Hillsboro next Monday live here on FM 106.1. There's a swing and a miss. Fastball right down the pipe. One ball, one strike. Brown just challenging the Purple Panther hitters here early. Wind picks up a little bit. Upstairs, 2-1. Carl, I can only speak for myself as an umpire, but on days like this, zone was large.
Oh, should be huge.
Two balls, one strike. That's low. Bounced in there, 3-1. Nice job by Baines to keep that in front. It's always good to see, even when there's no runners on base, catchers maintaining the form and the fundamentals. The 3-1 offering, fouled back, 3-2.
If you get lazy on the foul balls, chances are you're going to miss one when you really need to save it and there's a runner on base.
Practice good habits, as they say. Bases clear, two outs, three balls, two strikes on the seventh place hitter, Carson Sadhoff. Brown's pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out with the high fastball. Caden Brown strikes out the side as we go bottom two, Litchfield and North Mac, no score. We go bottom two, no score between Litchfield and North Mac as North Mac enters 4-0 on the year, a 5-1 win over Greenville, a 10-2 win over Southwestern, beat North Green 6-1, and then handled Edinburgh 16-1, their last time out. For Litchfield on the year, they are 0-2 on the young season as they have had several games canceled, obviously, but they lost to Lebanon, lost to Southwestern. So playing their third game here today are the Purple Panthers. And they are in a scoreless affair with North Mac, bottom two, as Jacob Budd back to work for Litchfield. He will deal with 5, 6, and 7 in the North Mac batting order, Cade Berkeley, Aiden Hatala, and Andrew Baines. As Budd going to his mouth with his right hand, obviously, on a day like this, you can do that when you're on the mound. First offering inside to Cade Berkeley. Carl, this type of day, have a hand warmer in the back pocket. Anything you can do to try to keep the feeling in the fingers.
Especially important for pitchers, for sure.
The 1-0 offering just missed outside. 2-0, and you'll see a number of the defenders, Carl, from both teams. They will have their throwing hand in their back pocket really up until the point the pitcher goes into his wind. The 2-0 offering, headed home, inside and low, 3-0. He fell behind Caden Brown, 3-0 in the first inning, ended up walking him with two outs. Now Berkeley leading off the second is ahead 3-0. Stands in tall from the left-handed box. The senior Cade Berkeley takes ball four. Four-pitch walk to start the second. So that will bring in Aiden Hatala, the young freshman. Baseball in the blood there, Carl. He will also hit from the left side. He'll choke up on that bat. See if North Mac wants to maybe play some small ball here and try to manufacture something. They certainly want to get Berkeley over to second base some way, somehow. The third baseman, Schwab, he's playing in. A couple steps in front of the bag. The first baseman, Bishop, holding. Aiden Natala squaring, pulling back, and taking ball one. This is where the strategy comes into play big time.
It does indeed. And you could just take a few pitches and see if you can't steal the base too. Then maybe even bunt him over with just one out.
Bud peers in for a sign, trying to keep the runner. Berkeley close over at first. Hatala squares, pulls back again, takes ball two. Boy, sometimes, Carl, as a pitcher, when you know they're trying to give you an out, it's hard to throw a strike.
Well, you're trying to get a pitch that they can't bunt well, but it ends up, yeah, you get yourself in trouble. You might end up walking someone that's trying to give you a free out.
Two balls, no strikes. Hatala has squared the first two offerings. Will he square again on 2-0? No. Takes a called strike, but Berkeley has the bag stolen easily. So just what you said, Carl, they give Berkeley an opportunity. He swipes the bag. He's there at second now with nobody out. A two-ball, one-strike count on Aiden Hatala. And that wasn't a bad pitch to hit, but Hatala taking all the way to give his teammate a chance to swipe the bag.
He was ahead in the count, 2-0.
Still ahead in the count, 2-1, choking up on that bat from the left side. Squaring, takes ball three. That almost hit him in the feet. He had to dance out of the way, 3-1. Well, a nice hitter's count now for the freshman Aiden Hatala. Chance to put North Mac out in front as the sun comes out. That's a welcome sight for everybody. Bud has his sign. The leadoff walk, Berkeley, stole second. Hatala bunting the 3-1 pitch. It'll have to be Bud up the third baseline, plays the first out, and Berkeley up to third, and Aiden Hatala did his job.
Well done. Well done as they get the runner not only from first to second, but also second to third as they do the steal and then the bunt to third. So one out, good opportunity to score even on an out.
Perfect bunt from Aiden Hatala. Bud's only play was the first. So now Berkeley over at third base, just one out, and Andrew Baines, the junior catcher, stands into the right-handed box. Dane Vance waiting on deck, 7 and 8 in the batting order for North Mac up here in this RBI spot. Bud will work from the windup. Squaring, Baines offered. It was a safety squeeze as he chased the ball that was in the left-handed batter's box, but good job by Cade Berkeley. Carl, he didn't get too far off the bag down there at third. So the third baseman, Tug Schwab, he's going to be a couple of steps inside the bag. He's got to try to keep Berkeley somewhat close over there. Baines squaring again, pulls back, takes ball one.
Yeah, that's a scary thing of a suicide bunt. The pitch is so impossible to bunt. Well, then the runner's just pretty much dead out if the catcher caught the ball.
This really puts pressure on the defense, too. Runner at third, one out. Baines squaring again, bunting up the first baseline. We're going to have a play at the plate, and not in time. Sliding in safely was Cade Berkeley as the ball gets away from Litchfield, but they will not allow any further advancement. So Berkeley walked to lead off the inning, stole second, moved up to third on the sacrifice, scores on the sacrifice. That winds up in a bunt base hit, actually. And really, Carl, in that spot, the play was probably the first for the out.
It probably was. He tried everything, Bishop, first baseman, as he just caught it and flipped it right to home. But
even a perfect throw, I don't think
he gets him. He wasn't
going
to get him because, yeah, if it would have just the runner would have knocked the ball away if it was a low throw.
So some small ball plates a run for North Mac here, 1-0. They've got a run without a hit, a walk, a stolen base, and two bunts. Here's Dane Vance standing in from the right side. He chokes up on the bat. No batting gloves for Dane. Checking the runner. Gets past the first baseman, Bishop, over there. And moving up is the courtesy runner for North Mac, Cade McCready. So the courtesy runner for the catcher, Baines. Quick check on him over there at first base. And, Carl, the throw didn't look that wild. But he got past Brock Bishop over there at first. So now Baines over at second. Checked out McCready, the courtesy runner at second base. As Vance, late swing there, down a strike.
That's amazing how traffic can really affect a pitcher when you get that traffic on the bases, especially in scoring position.
And then North Mac scoring around a bunt, probably on, what, six consecutive pitches?
Right, and he threw a lot of them out of strike zone, trying to get him to have a bad bunt or a strike bunt, but nope. They were patient hitters.
Yeah, two good bunts by North Mac in the inning. There's a late swing out of the zone for Vance. He's down 0-2. Little antsy there.
Yeah, after that, you almost think another one. High and tight in the strike zone. He won't be able to get around.
One run home for North Mac here, bottom half of the second inning. Schwab, check that, Bud, trying to limit the damage. Ooh. Inside 1-2.
Right location, but not in the strike zone.
Tug Schwab playing right on the line over at third base. A lot of hitting room between third and short with the shortstop, DeBrinick, keeping the runner close at second. The 1-2, hit right side. That is down. Line drive into right field. Played on a hop by Gasperson. The runner McCready holding at third. And runners at the corners for North Mac. A nice job by Dane Vance, Carl. After he got down 0-2, found the barrel in a base hit into right field.
Did indeed. Just went with the pitch outside that time, and the runner had to hesitate. He didn't know if that ball was going to carry all the way to the outfielder.
Well, of course, you know, on the turf, too, it's going to get there a little bit faster.
Right.
Got that perfect hop up to Gasperson there, and he came up firing. So first and third, only one out. And the ninth place hitter, Jackson Pierce, steps into the box from the right side. Boy, a big chance here for your nine-hole hitter, Jackson Pierce.
Might see some base running, too.
The runner from first is off Vance. He steals out without a throw.
And there's a good chance, unless you have a really slow runner, you're going to take that base because you want to force that throw and see if you can't score the runner from third.
Third steal on the day for North Mac, second in the inning. Runners at second and third, one out. Bud from the wind. That ball hit right center field. That is down. It'll score at least one. Make it two as Vance coming around third. Up now he gets held up late. And Jackson Pierce will take second on the throw. An RBI base hit for Jackson Pierce. And Carlos, back-to-back base hits to right field from your eight and nine hole hitters.
And both just pretty hitting, where they just went with the pitch, didn't do too much with it, just kind of looped it over the infield and get a big clutch hits.
And Connor White going to come to the mound right now. He wants to have a conversation with Jacob Budd and the Litchfield infield. 2-0 North Mac. They've got runners here still at the corners, first and third, with only one out. As Connor White talks to his infield, we'll take a quick break back to North Mac High School after this one message. Just past 5 o'clock, the mound visit is over as Riley Flowers, the North Mac leadoff hitter, digs in. Checks his swing, nasty breaking ball there from Bud for ball one. So the inning started with a walk, a sacrifice bunt after a steal, got Berkeley over to third. He would score on the bunt base hit by Baines, then back-to-back singles by Vance and Pierce has turned the lineup over for North Mac. There's a called strike right in there inside corner. One ball, one strike on Flowers. He's 0 for 1 today, bounced back to Jacob Budd back in the first inning. Two runs home, two more in scoring position for North Mac. As Budd continues to work from the windup here, second and third, breaking ball, hits right off the plate, skips past Sadahoff, and in to score is Dane Vance. And up to third is Jackson Pierce, and there wasn't anything Sadahoff could do about that one.
Hit right in front of that plate. Bounced way over him. And a lot of small ball here, and a couple of singles have put a big three spot on the board for North Mac.
With the top of the order up and a runner at third, still only one out. Bud's 2-1 offering outside, 3-1. Missed with the fastball there. Cole Latala waiting on deck. And the leadoff walk got this in and off to a shaky start for Litchfield. Three balls, one strike. Flower stands in from the right side. Bud's offering. Hit on the ground, right side. The infield is in. The second baseman looks to runner back to third. Now Pierce is coming home. Safe. Oh, that's great base running by Jackson Pierce. The second baseman, Brock Bishop, Carl, he did all he could do. He was playing in, fielded the ball on a hop, looked the runner back as long as he could, and as soon as he went to first, Pierce broke home.
And you got to get that out, though, or the inning just keeps going and going.
Well, and if Bishop holds it much longer, he doesn't get the out at first.
Right.
He waited as long as he could. It was a good job by Jackson Pierce waiting them out. Four runs home for North Mac. That fastball stays upstairs and misses for ball one. 4-0 our score. It's North Mac with three hits in the inning, a walk, and a sacrifice bunt. Asatala bats with the bases clear and two outs. One ball, no strikes. There's a called strike. Outside corner, 1-1. With the North Mac offensive approach, Carl, they don't go chasing. Thought I wanted to take my sunglasses off, but it's still a little bit glary. That ball lifted left center field. Could be trouble. Hires on the move with a dive. Will not get there. The left fielder Hartzell backing the play up. And that will hold Cole Latala to a long single into left center field. That ball was in the air a long time, but just perfectly placed.
It was. Did in between the two, left fielder and the center fielder. Neither one could get to it in time.
And Hires knew that Hartzell was backing that play up, Carl, so it allowed him to be aggressive and dive for that ball. So here's Caden Brown. He walked back in the first inning. Natalo's over at first. He's 1-for-2 on the day now. Takes his lead. He looks antsy like he wants to go. He is running.
Big
outside
jump.
Ball one, and he has it stolen easily.
Good
he just call. Had that look, didn't he, Carl?
Yeah. good call by Sadoff not to even make an attempt.
Right.
He looked like he was almost halfway before the ball got to the catcher.
Yeah, he had a great jump, great timing off Bud there. Jacob checks the runner out at second, comes set at the belt, the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Well, for the most part, when Bud has missed today, Carl, he hasn't missed by much. He's been right around the plate most of the day.
It's been a little inconsistent, and the breaking ball's gotten away from the catcher a couple times.
Seventh batter of the inning here, four runs home for North Mac, bottom half of the second. There's a called strike, outside corner, 2-1. That was a pitcher's pitch right there. On 2-0, Carl, if you swing at that, the coach isn't going to be happy with you.
Unless, of course, you drive it down the line for a double and drive in a run.
That would have been an impressive double down the line on that pitch. It was right at the knees, outside corner.
That's why you got to go opposite field when they're there.
Two balls, one strike. Runner at second, two outs. There's a swing and a miss. As that time, Brown went out of the zone and chased one outside and in the dirt. Or in the turf, I guess.
Well, there is like dirt because the plate's got a lot of it on it right now. The little black BBs.
The pellets or whatever.
Yes. So it is dirt, I guess. We'll call it dirt.
It's a dirt-like substance, I suppose. Two balls, two strikes.
Artificial dirt.
There we are. One on, two out, four runs home for North Mac. As Brown, two balls, two strikes. But comes set. Fisted foul in front of the third base back. That does not feel good on a day like this.
That had to be close to the hands, didn't it?
He's only got one batting glove on, too. Might be rethinking that strategy.
I wonder if they can get the artificial dirt to make artificial dirt stains. these parents are a lot luckier than the ones in all the other fields with mud and
you name it. The white uniforms stay white. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him chasing a little bit off the outside corner. And the side is retired, but not before North Mac plates four runs on three hits. We've completed two innings. North Mac leads Litchfield 4-0. Tim Eyes crawled the bar back here at North Mac High School. A four-run second inning for the Panthers as they lead Litchfield 4-0. And Caden Brown back to work. Ryan Bauer, Tate DeBrinnick in the top of the order, and Bryce Hyers as Brown's first offering misses inside for ball one.
I got Caden for four strikeouts, but didn't he have a walk in that first inning?
He did have a walk in that first inning.
I hadn't marked it.
No, check that. He did not.
Oh, okay.
He gave up a base hit in that first, and he misses outside there 2-0. Walked when he was hitting in the first inning. Top of the third inning. There's a called strike, top of the zone, one ball, one strike.
Caden has used the top of the zone quite often against his Panther team, sometimes just with rear back heat.
Swing and a miss there. There's that heat Carly alluded to. Another late swing. Bauer down, one ball. Check that. Two balls, two strikes. The count is even. Brown working quickly, swinging a miss, struck him out.
Starting to add up. Fifth K already.
Boy, on a day like this, Carl, it behooves the pitcher to work quickly. Your defense is very appreciative. That'll bring in the ninth place hitter for Litchfield, Tate DeBrinnick. Sophomore shortstop. Good-looking athlete is Tate DeBrinnick. There's a breaking ball. Couldn't keep his hands back. Out in front, one strike on DeBrinnick. Boy, Brown has Litchfield off balance right now.
Right now, he's seems to be in a good groove.
One strike pitch inside, 1-1. Right, 4-0 North Mac, the 1-1 offering. Over but low, 2-1. The leadoff man, Bryce Hyers, waiting on deck, and he's a tough kid, Carl. No sleeves for Bryce Hyers. 2-1, foul tipped into the mitt of Baines, two balls, two strikes. It's like when you see those fans at Lambeau Field in January when it's 6 degrees with no shirt on. It's like, what in the world?
I still think there might be a screw loose there, too.
Breaking ball called, strike three, had DeBrinnick frozen. That was a nasty pitch right there from Caden Brown.
Yes, indeedy, and number six. Caden Brown is in a pitching groove as of now.
So the sleeveless Bryce Hyers stepping into the box here. He bounced out to second, his first plate appearance. That's how the ball game got underway today. Sun behind the clouds right now. Fastball inside, ball one.
Something he'll probably want to say when it's 85, 90 and humid.
That's true.
But right now, no. We'd love to see the sun.
You know, with the wind and the lack of sun, it has gotten chilly in a hurry here as Hires fouls that off to the right side. One ball, one strike. The joys of March baseball, Carl.
And April, too. Let's not pretend it's going to be a perfect temperature every game either.
We had snow last April.
Oh, sure.
The one strike pitch popped up right side. That's slicing out of play down the right field line. One ball, two strikes on the Litchfield leadoff man, Bryce Hires. One base hit for Litchfield here with two outs in the top half of the third inning. That was a two-out single by Jacob Budd back in the first. Caden Brown has fanned five straight Purple Panthers, looking to make it six. Upstairs, one ball, two strikes.
He's been pretty efficient, too, in his pitching. Besides not walking anyone, he's not throwing a lot of three-ball counts.
The 1-2, fouled out of play right side again. New baseball out to Caden Brown. They got a high fence down the right field and left field lines here, a higher fence. It's about dugout height here at North Mac. Breaking ball called, strike three. Hires frozen, and that is six strikeouts in a row for Caden Brown. As we go bottom three, North Mac leads Litchfield 4-0.
Yet they say he's in a groove.
Got a new pitcher here for Litchfield. That is Drew Hartzell that has worked his way onto the mound for Litchfield. Jacob Budd has moved his way over to shortstop. We'll get you the rest of the changes here as the inning moves along. So Jacob Budd today goes two innings, gives up four runs, three hits. That was a long bottom half of the second inning for Jacob Budd.
Yeah, a lot of pitchers have not had their work that you'd like to see in actual games with the weather.
So Drew Hartzell, the righty, stocky build, first pitch ripped over the bag and just foul. Boy, I thought he pointed fair at first. I think he just pointed the wrong way. Foul is the call. That had Chris Atala's attention because initially the umpire did point fair but said foul. And it was headed for right over the bag, but it took a late right turn and got foul. And Litchfield is thankful.
I'm thinking it might be 11. Is that possible in the outfield?
That's what I thought I saw. Dominic Ellinger.
Yeah.
That's who's in left field for us anyway. Here's an offering that misses.
He's going to be for
one.
A while. At least.
That's exactly right.
He keeps turning just not enough.
The center fielder Hires has swung over on the right side of second base with the left-handed hitting Hammond. As Logan rips that over the dugout of the Purple Panthers down the first base line. Goodness. Hammond out in front of that pitch. He just needs to wait back a little bit longer. Has Hartzell. Peers in for a sign. Hammond 0-for-1 on the day. Bounced to the first baseman unassisted. His first plate appearance. Takes that offering outside. Ball two. Bottom three here at North Mac. Cloudy day. About a 10-mile-an-hour wind from the east. The 2-2. Lifted foul down the left field line. That will get out of play. New baseball out to Drew Hartzell. Well, this is one of those days, Carl, where it's still kind of glary, but it's not really sunny.
Yeah, the sun is somewhat shining through, but not clearly.
The 2-2
hit
hard right through the box into center field for a base hit. That had Hartzell skipping out of the way as Hammond is aboard with a leadoff base hit here in the third inning. He hit a couple of balls hard foul and ripped that one right up the middle. So here comes Cade Berkeley. He started that four-run rally back in the second with a walk, stole second, moved up to third on a sacrifice, scored on a bunt base hit by Andrew Baines. That was the first of four runs. Off with the pitch is Hammond, and he's got the bag stolen easily. North Mac getting good jumps and taking advantage, Carl. That is, I believe, their fourth stolen base of the ballgame. That's their style, though, you know.
Yeah, that's their style, and that's how they got that first one. with a small ball, bunting, but they got him in the second with a steal first, bunt him to third, and then bunt him home.
Berkeley pops that up out of play. One ball, one strike. In that type of style, Carl, it's constant pressure on the defense, right? It's like when you sit back and wait for the three-run homer, you don't really apply pressure.
The running puts pressure on the infield when they move, and, boy, if you hit the ball right where they were, good old hit and runs can be huge too.
And we saw when you got a runner out at second base, it just can be unsettling for the pitcher and distracting at times. The 1-1 from Hartsell outside,
just barely.
2-1.
And you watch the second baseman trying to keep him close, so he's a little out of position. Could be the difference of a base hit to the right side.
Yeah, there's hitting room to that right side for the left-handed swinging Cade Berkeley. Takes that outside, 3-1. Hartsell trying to find the strike zone here to Cade Berkeley. Aiden Atala waiting on deck. Hartsell also no long sleeves today. The 3-1 low and a walk to Berkeley. So the first two have reached here for North Mac in the home half of the third inning. That'll bring in Aiden Atala. He had that sacrifice bunt that set up North Mac's first run. Could be a similar spot here potentially, Carl. First and second, nobody out. See how Chris Atala and North Mac want to play this. Atala choking on the bat from the left side. Not squaring, taking strike one. And I guess, Carl, the strategy for Chris Atala is probably different, up 4-0.
Well, true.
Opposed to when it was a scoreless game.
But it is getting two runners in scoring position.
Andrew Baines waiting on deck. It's up to Aiden Atala right now. Two on, nobody out. Does square, pulls back, takes strike two.
Now it gets a little tougher on the hitter. Pitcher wants to throw a pretty high, hard one, so he might foul that bunt off if he bunts.
That pitch was on the upper part and outer part of the zone. Called the strike, not a pitch to bunt. If you're Atala, he was wise to pull back, even though it was a strike. Takes a ball there, 1-2.
That's where the pitcher wants to work him up high with some pretty hard stuff. You don't want to throw a breaking ball. It'll just lead into a perfect bunt.
Runner out at second is Hammond. Berkeley the runner over at first. A base hit and a walk respectively, and that's outside, 2-2. It was 0-2. Well, if you're Hartsell, this is the pitch. You don't want to run this count full. Peers in for a sign from Sadohoff. Comes set just above the belt. The 2-2 outside, 3-2. The count's run full. Three straight out of the zone. Four nothing North Mac, bottom of the third. North Mac looking for more. The 3-2 inside and a walk, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Back-to-back walks for Drew Hartsell after the leadoff base hit from Logan Hammond. And that'll bring in Andrew Baines. He laid down a bunt that brought home a run the last time, and he beat the play out and wound up at first base.
You really hate losing a batter when you have him down 0-2 and then walk him.
Now the bases are loaded, nobody out, no place to go with Andrew Baines. First ball swinging, laced, left field. That is down for a base hit. Two runs are going to score as the left fielder Ellinger over to cut it off, and that's a two-run single for Andrew Baines. First ball hitting aggressive. So that brings Hammond and Berkeley across. Atala stopped at second base on the two-run single from Andrew Baines. Well, the bases were loaded, Carl, and Baines knew, okay, he's just walked two in a row. He was ready to hit.
If it's over, he's swinging. That's what he did.
Now to bring in Dane Vance, 6-0 North Mac here. Still nobody out in the bottom of the third. Vance squaring, bunts a high offering, foul back to the screen. Almost got to the screen in the air. Pitch was in his eyes, tried to bunt it.
Dane's one tough to do.
Yes, it is.
You got to get on top of that.
Dane's ball. 1-for-1 today. Base hit, stolen base, run scored back in that four-run second.
A lot of room where he hit it last time, that right side again.
That's low, ball one. Waiting on deck, Jackson Pierce. Right now it's Hartzell versus Vance. Vance squares, pulls back on that high offering, takes ball two. He made the correction.
Do not bunt when it's in eye level.
That's such a tantalizing pitch when you're swinging, though. You see it so good. So hard to get on top. Two balls, one strike. Vance squares.
Yeah.
Bunts that right back to the screen, two and two.
Didn't really totally commit to that bunt either, didn't look like.
Now Dane's thinking, all right, now I get to hit.
Maybe that was it.
Had a base hit to right field his last time up.
And he pretty much just stuck the bat out there and went with the pitch. And there's a lot of room with the second baseman holding the runner at second close.
Vance spoils that one, fouls it out of play right side. And the way that worked out, Carl, the shortstop, Dobrynek, and the second baseman, Bauer, they were both, or the shortstop, Bud, were both holding the runner. So there was hitting lanes in both the hole at short and at second.
So Bud went to
shortstop.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Litchfield in some trouble here in the bottom half of the third inning. Nice take by Vance there on the offering in the dirt. Check to swing. Three balls, two strikes. The 3-2 offering headed home. Inside, he walked him.
All righty, the fifth walk by the Panthers pitching, and that's starting to cause them some runs to be scored in these last two innings.
The bases are loaded again, this time for Jackson Pierce, the ninth place hitter. He already has an RBI single and a run scored in this ball game.
First North Mac run was a walk in the second, leadoff walk.
That's outside for ball one. Hammond got this inning started with a base hit, and then two consecutive walks, a base hit by Baines, and now a walk to Vance. And the bases are loaded for the second time in the inning. 6-0 North Mac has Hartzell's offering. Upstairs 2-0, and Drew Hartzell struggling to find that release point and the strike zone here in the third inning.
Yeah, he's been high and probably not on purpose. On the bunch, you think he was on high on purpose, but here I don't think he's wanting it where it's going.
The 2-0 right there called strike one. And as I sit here with the gloves on, Carl, you can't help but wonder if the feeling of the fingers is there.
Well, and that looked like a little took off the pitch for a little breaking ball. He's got more control over it than his fastball right now.
Hartzell has his sign. The 2-1 to Jackson Pierce. Bases loaded. Strike called inside corner 2-2.
Battling back. Big pitch here, though.
They've got to force at any base to the Purple Panthers. Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, nobody out. Carl's right, this is a big pitch. You don't want to run the count full with the bases loaded. That's what he's done, though. 3-2. So this has turned into a long inning here for Drew Hartzell and Litchfield. Three balls, two strikes. Bases juice, nobody out. Swinging him in. Struck him out. Challenged him, and Hartzell won the battle. Big first out. Turns the lineup over, though. Leadoff man Riley Flowers strolling to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. He stands in from the right side. Litchfield hoping for the double play. Upstairs, ball one. The first baseman, Bishop, he's playing a step in front of the bag over there. The third baseman, Schwab, playing about a step in front of the third base sack. The 1-0. Hit off the wrist of Hartzell. That hurts. Picked up by the second baseman, Bauer. No play. And on a cold day, Carl, that hurts. Hit right above the glove off the wrist of Drew Hartzell. Ouch.
I think it caught part of that glove, Tim.
He took his glove off immediately and was flexing, but he's a tough kid. He's back on top of the bump right now.
And there for a split second, I thought that ball would hold up in the air for the infielder to catch, but it just died in between him and the pitcher.
Carson Sadahoff out to check on his hurler.
But a play, a play that theoretically, if you get the good bounce, you might have had a double play home to first. Ends up being getting nobody out and another run home for North Mac.
But that was hit sharply right back up the middle. off the wrist of Hartzell, and no play for the second baseman, Bauer. So three runs home in the inning, seven home for the game. Here's Cole Hatala, takes ball one outside. Eighth batter of the inning, only one out. So Riley Flowers, one for three on the day now. That RBI base hit. Base is still loaded. Hatala takes a ball upstairs, 2-0. Boy, this isn't the part of the North Mac order, Carl, where no. You want to have to come with something fat.
And base is loaded. Just not the perfect storm for North Mac right now.
Hatala here, standing in strong, 2-0, ripping, lifted, right field. Gasperson back, will haul it in front of the track, tagging at third. And coming in to score is McCready.
Plus from second to third.
That was Vance moving up on the play.
So you get two move-ups, a run.
I tell you what, Cole Hatala, he just missed a big fly right there.
And a warmer day, it might have carried too.
Very true.
And boy, the wind normally would be possibly blowing out. Not too often, though. That'd be a cold wind, wouldn't it?
It would be.
The north wind.
The second straight inning, North Mac puts up four. They lead 8-0. Ninth hitter of the inning, Caden Brown, takes strike one as Flowers swipes second base.
So here in North Mac, it's 3-0-1 down the line. But yeah, I was going to say, most of the ball games are going to have a southern wind blowing into the ballpark. So it kind of makes it more fair that way.
Outside, 1-1. Yeah, the wind makes all the difference. See, some of these big league ballparks, the wind doesn't do what they thought, and it winds up being a launching pad.
Oh, yeah.
Do all these wind studies, and they still get it wrong.
They get it wrong.
That ball hit on the ground left side. The shortstop, Bud, has it. Charges, throws high and wide, gets past Bishop, and two more runs are going to score. That'll be E6. And that time, Carl, Jacob Bud had some time, but he tried to make that throw on the run. Harder play on a day like this with the cold hands.
Yep. Thought he had him easy, but just did not get a good throw over there.
So Vance scored, Flowers scored on the throwing error by Jacob Bud. 10-0 North Mac, bottom three. Hammond ripping. That ball is laced into left center field. That is down as Hyers cuts it off in the left center field gap. And into third is Brown standing. Hammond into second standing with the base hit. For Logan Hammond, Carl, his second hit of the inning.
And that one might have been the hardest hit ball we've had in this ball game.
That ball was laced.
Line drive. And
about 12 feet off the ground,
yeah,
but ripped.
It got out there.
So here's Cade Berkeley. He walked earlier this inning. He's swinging right through that offering from Hartzell. Came out of his shoes. Runners at second and third. It's been a monster inning. North Mac had the bases loaded twice. They've scored six runs. That breaking ball in the dirt. Sadahoff does a good job to keep it in front. One ball, one strike on Cade Berkeley. A couple of walks today and two runs scored for Cade. He's rocking the short sleeve look today as well. The 1-1 pitch from Hartzell. Hit, soft liner to the second baseman, Bauer. He gloves it, and the side is retired, but not before North Mac sends 11 to the plate. They score six times. We've completed three innings. North Mac leads Litchfield 10-0. Carl DeBar back here at North Mac. Levi Ubell back in our WSMI studios producing this high school baseball action here on WSMI FM 106.1. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. A week from today, more baseball, Lincolnwood at Hillsboro, live at 4:20 next Monday here on FM 106.1 and streaming at WSMIRadio.com. As we go top four here at North Mac, the Panthers of North Mac leading the Purple Panthers of Litchfield 10-0, a four-run second and a six-run third. Caden Brown back to work, pumps in strike one to Drake Gasperson. 2-3-4 for Litchfield, Gasperson, Bud, and Schwab. Drake 0-1 today, hitting from the left side. There's a nasty breaking ball, misses inside 1-1. And the lefty-lefty curveball, Carl, not enjoyable.
No.
The 1-1, that fastball low and to the backstop, 2-1.
Caden Brown, 7 strikeouts, no walks in this ball game.
And he's been working quickly and pumping the zone with strikes. Two balls, one strike. Swing and a miss there. Outside corner. Gasperson was reaching for that. Carl, you worry about on a day like this with the cooler temps about Caden Brown. He sat for a long time that last
That's
half
true.
Inning.
Control can become an issue real quick.
The 2-2. Over but low. 3-2.
Something he's avoided for the most part. He has very few three-ball counts, except that's one right there.
The 3-2. Hit right back to Brown.
Play.
Gloves it with the backhand on to first for the out. He was falling off towards
the
third base side.
He was falling off a little bit at the time, too. So that made it a pretty tough play. Had to kind of catch it behind himself.
For the ability of a pitcher to be athletic after they throw the ball and become that ninth fielder. It's a great skill. Here's Jacob Budd. He singled his first plate appearance. That was back in the first with two outs. Swings through that offering. Nothing in one. So in the last two innings, Carl, North Mac has sent, 19 kids to the plate. And for Litchfield, they're just getting through their batting order the second time here. Schwab, the third place hitter, takes a ball, evens it up, one ball, one strike.
That could easily be their last with a 10-run rule if they don't get a run in there.
Fastball tied but up on the inside there. One ball, two strikes. Brown working quickly, has his sign, brings it home. Oof. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Bud couldn't catch up. He's down on strikes.
Number 8 for Mr. Brown as he has looked sharp, especially second inning on, hasn't he?
Well, he's got it working.
One ground ball, I believe, is all it's been for the second and third and the two outs here.
Yeah, he has struck out, 7 of the last 8 batters he's faced.
My.
And yeah, the one that wasn't a strikeout, ground ball right back to him. That ball back to Brown. It got over his glove. He's going to throw to first. Wild gets past Hammon, and Tug Schwab will be aboard. Carl, official score?
Ooh, you almost had to give him an error, don't you?
It was. I think so, because he was going to. I think having that's a tough error.
It's
if
a
you're
tough
Caden
error.
Brown.
You might being a pitcher. I think a lot of times you don't give an error out. You call it a hit. And since the runner did not advance, you don't have to put an error out there anyway.
Let's call it a hit, shall we?
Yeah. Okay. Second hit. Well,
if it was going to be the first hit, we'd have to have a conversation.
Think we could do that.
We'd have to have a conversation. That's going to be it for Caden Brown. A nice day on the hill for Caden Brown. Chris Atala, he's going to go to the bullpen and bring in Caden McCreary. So as the North Mac Panthers make a pitching change, leading 10-0 here in the top half of the fourth inning, two outs. We will take a break. We'll come back to North Mac High School following these messages on WSMI. 43 degrees currently, but it feels like 37. As we play baseball here in Vernon today on the turf at North Mac, the Panthers of North Mac leading Litchfield 10-0. We've got a pitching change here as Caden Brown has been relieved in favor of Caden McCready. But, Carlos, Caden Brown was sensational today.
8 strikeouts in the game and no walks. And, Tim, you'll probably see that young man throw probably double pitches in about 2 or 3 weeks. It's early in the season yet, so most of these pitchers are kind of being – held back on how many pitches they throw per game.
Well, especially on this type of day, right? There's no reason to push a kid, and you're up 10-0.
Well, and he's probably only pitched one game before this one. If they're 4-0, wouldn't you imagine?
And, you know, with those 8 strikeouts, he was very efficient for having an 8 strikeout
day. But
that's
still a lot of pitches.
Yes, it is.
When you strike batters out, no matter what, it does add up on their total.
McCready's first offering, fastball tied up. Hartzell on the inside, 0-1 on Drew. He's 0-1 today. Strikeout victim back in the second. Runner over at first to Tug Schwab. Two-out single put him there. Breaking ball. Inside corner. Called strike. That had Hartzell bailing out, Carl. That was a slow bender. It seemingly took about a week and a half to get there. But when it
stepped
arrived.
Out, read a newspaper
corner,
and it called strike.
The 0-2. Fastball outside. 1-2. And they got the runner down at second. And he is out. Schwab got a late break as that ball scooted away from Baines, but not far enough, and cut down at second, and the inning is over. As we go bottom four here at North Mac, North Mac leads Litchfield 10-0. Bottom four, North Mac leading Litchfield 10-0. New hurler for Litchfield is Brock Bishop. That puts Drake Gasperson over at first, and Drew Hartzell has moved out to right field. So North Mac,
four runs in the second, six runs in the third. And, Carl, for the most part, they have taken advantage of opportunities presented them.
They have indeed, as Litchfield Panther pitching staffs walked five. And that's how North Mac got their runs going first. A leadoff walk started the second inning when they scored four runs. And then I believe there's at least one or two walks in that third inning when they scored six runs.
Four of the five walks that come around to score.
Four of the five, yeah. And if you recall, I think the first one was in the first inning with two outs. That's the only one they got away with.
That is exactly right.
The two-out walk wasn't too devastating, but there was no one on base either.
But the leadoff walk in the second was.
The leadoff walks come to score 99% of the time, it seems like, in high school.
Or beyond even, you know. In the big leagues, it seems like those leadoff walks a lot of times come across. So for North Mac, they will send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate here in the home half of the fourth inning. It'll be Aiden Hatala, Andrew Baines, and Dane Vance. Mac had 11 batters at the plate last inning.
Last inning, but yeah, in the first four runs, that was that bottom of the order that got things going. The 7th, 8th, and 9th place hitter, I think, all got on base, and they were trying to bunt. So there was your getting the big rally started with little ball.
And the bottom of the order did it in that last half inning
as well.
And
they've done it both innings, haven't they?
They have. Outside on Hatala, 2-0 on Aiden Hatala. A sacrifice bunt back in the second, then a walk and a run scored in the third. And he gets to lead off the inning here in the fourth. Just a freshman is Aiden Hatala.
And that was that North Mac lineup last year. It was dangerous, any part of it.
Well, that's always the key for any good high school team, isn't it? The depth of the lineup.
Depth in the lineup.
The 2-0 fouled out of play left side. That'll wind up on the roof of the batting cage or just beyond. Two balls and a strike. Of course, North Mac was hosting that sectional last year. Got to the sectional final, bowed out to SHG, but it was pushing 100 degrees.
And there was more people here, making it hotter.
That's weird. Outside 3-1.
Yeah, I remember it was wall-to-wall people in that game on both sides of the fence.
Considering the weather today, Carl, not a bad crowd. A lot of blankets, a lot of hats, a lot of hoodies.
A lot of hoodies, you're right. We got enough.
There's a leadoff walk.
Another leadoff walk.
His second walk of the day. As that will bring in Andrew Baines. Andrew's 2-for-2 today. Couple of base hits, two runs scored, and two RBI. He really had that big hit in that six-run third inning, kind of busted it open. Bishop comes set at the belt. Aiden Hatala takes his lead, and Baines takes ball one. You know, Carl, as I look out at the turf field here, it makes me think last year, I think it was Macon Meridian came here to play a doubleheader. They all had metal spikes.
Uh-huh.
So they had to go home without getting to play.
Oh, my.
The 1-0 upstairs, 2-0. Boy, this turf field, though, it just, I mean, North Mac, they were practicing outside early, long before teams were able to get outside because of this turf. They were outside getting their work in. There's a called strike inside corner. And you can't, I don't think, underestimate how important that is to be able to get outside early in March.
Yeah, you can't catch a high pop-up in the gym.
You just can't do it. Inside 3-1, you just can't do it.
And have what do you got? Need fans and everything to get that windblown effect, too. And you will have wind in April. We know that.
I mean, there's a lot of high school teams that when they play their first game, they haven't had a practice outside.
Right.
Hatala off with the 3-1 pitch, and it's ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Brock Bishop here in the home half of the fourth inning. North Mac leading 10-0.
Seventh walk by the Litchfield Panthers, and that usually spells disaster, especially in just four innings. You've walked seven batters already.
Now, four of the first five came around to score. Dane Vance will step in now. He singled, stole a base, scored a run in the second, walked and scored back in the third. Two on, nobody out. There's a called strike.
And the walks lead to, of course, the infielders having to adjust and pitcher having to watch them. Also, you have the factor that there's a lot of pitches in between, and the infielders are also getting a little tired out there.
A lot of hitting room in right center field. Inside, ball one. The center fielder Hires is a step or two on the shortstop side of second, and the right fielder Hartzell, he is playing deep and just off the line in right.
If Vance could plug that gap right around the scoreboard, Carl, he would run for a while. He hits it right side on the ground. That is through for a base hit. Aiden Hatala will round third. He is going to score without a throw. 11-0 North Mac. The third RBI, check that, the first RBI of the day for Dane Vance, but he's on base for the third time today, as moving up to third was Andrew Baines on the play. Nice piece of hitting from Dane Vance. And Carl, he's got two base hits today and both to that right side.
Just going with that pitch and hitting it right there through the hole.
So that'll bring in Jackson Pierce. Vance is off with the pitch. He will steal it easily without
speed,
a throw.
He
does.
Yeah, every time you see a hit like that and you're saying, boy, that looks easy. You know, they just kind of put the bat out and boom, shoot it right through that hole.
Just do that.
And just do it every time.
Yeah, why not? Yes.
Everybody should do that.
The 1-0 pitch stays inside. This is actually Cade McCreary.
But the ball is round and so is the bat. And putting it right on there is
trying
not
to square it up is tough. So Cade McCreary batting here in the fourth. Swings through that offering. It's 2-1.
Helps when you're up 11-0 and you go after those high, hard ones with a lot of aggression there.
That's the time to go after
with
some aggression.
Yeah. You probably get away with it there.
Second and third, nobody out. McCreary swings through that. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He was trying to launch there also. Now with two strikes, cut it down.
Let's see if he shortens up a little on the swing here.
Open stance, right-handed box for McCreary. Popped up. That will get out of play. As we'll see if McCready goes back to work on the mound in the top half of the fifth inning. He's not thinking about that right now, though. He's thinking about the two ducks in the pond. Baines, the runner at third. Vance, the runner at second. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
First one of those in a while.
Big first out of the inning, too, for Litchfield. See the first strikeout for Litchfield pitching since the first out back in the third.
Yeah. As Jacob Budd had a pretty good first inning with just one walk with two outs. Got in trouble walking that leadoff man.
Here's Riley Flowers' first ball swinging. Lifts it right side. Chase is Gasperson, but he ran out of real estate down there. Strike one on Riley Flowers. Riley's 1-for-3 today. Has bounced back to the pitcher. Grounded out to second and then an RBI base hit and a run scored back in that 6-run third.
When's the snow coming? Clouds have even gotten a little darker.
It really has darkened up. Now, there's no rain in the forecast, but the sun is gone, and it is raw right now. That ball ripped off the fencing of the Litchfield dugout.
Yeah, those are the scary ones for people warming up batting. And the coaches, too, for that matter, as it was shot pretty close to the coach.
Find out who's paying attention.
Uh-huh.
No balls, 2 strikes on Riley Flowers. 2 more runs sitting out there for North Mac, leading 11-0. Flowers takes that low for ball one. Nice pitch there from Brock Bishop on 0-2. Two on, one out. 11 runs home for North Mac. Bishop's offering upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cole Atala waiting on deck.
Yeah, I'd hate to have to warm up to pitch in a game like this, Tim. Brock, he was playing the whole game, so I think that helps.
That misses. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, getting warm is one thing, Carl. Staying warm is another, right? In between innings. It's just getting colder and colder here as this game moves along. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hit right back, but it gets past Bishop. The play is home, but safe. The throw from Bud was in the left-handed box and able to slide in safely was Andrew Baines.
Would have had him. It was a good throw, but the throw, like you say, was in the box and kind of one-hopped sat off too.
We thought the pitcher Bishop was going to get it for a moment and found its way to the shortstop Bud, but his throw was just a little bit offline.
And the base runner actually stopped until it went past the pitcher, and that's kind of made him a little slower at home too.
Cole Hatala steps in from the left side, takes ball one.
12-0 North Mac, bottom of the fourth inning. Still only one out. Runners at first and second. As Bishop stepped off the bag there. That ball lifted down the left field line onto the softball field. That's foul ball here, though, Carl.
Yeah.
Had the right fielder's attention over there with the softball diamond. Look what I found.
Mm-hmm.
One ball, one strike. Two on, one out. That ball lifted into center field. Hyers has a beat on it, tracks it down. Tagging is Vance, and he's into third safely. The ball scoots by. Vance will stay at third, and Flowers moving up to second on the play.
Well, the ball has definitely been bouncing right for North Mac, as they could have had it out at home and then out there at third, but the ball bounced high, and the runner could get in.
That's a gutsy tag from Dane Vance, up 12-0. That's one of those, you better be safe.
Yeah.
So that'll bring in Caden Brown. Caden today is 0 out of 2, a walk, a strikeout, reached on an error. Takes ball one.
But that aggressive base running North Mac pretty much has, it seems like, every inning. And, you know, if that forced a bad throw to there or it skipped away, then he scores, so. Aggressive base running can score you some runs.
That ball nubbed up the third base line. Off the mound,
boy.
Bishop, no play. Everybody safe as Vance slides in for the 13th North Mac running. Carl, maybe that just kind of sums up the day for Litchfield.
The ball has definitely bounced well for North Mac today, and it's in their favor for sure. That was a perfect, well, swinging bunt. It was perfect.
I mean, it was right up that third base line. And
going slow.
Bishop pounced off the mound nicely, but he couldn't pick it up cleanly. Now a great jump for Brown. He was halfway to second before the pitch was even delivered. Litchfield lost sight there. Second and third.
But there was, well, there's been three extra potential outs.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Well, at home and then at third.
That ball lifted foul left side. One ball, one strike. But you're right, though, with the way that North Mac plays, they're just
aggressive,
but constantly putting pressure
on
the opposition. Logan Hammond, 2-for-3 today, a pair of base hits, takes it outside, 2-1.
Probably licks at least 7 stolen bases in this game, roughly.
I'll have to add it up here.
That might be hard to do, even. And some of them are just are given it. Because Litchfield's not going to throw with a runner at third.
Outside, 3-1. But North Mac, they've been getting good jumps.
Good jumps on the ones who are just from first to second, yeah, on all the steals.
3-1 on Logan Hammond. Cade Berkeley waiting on deck. He'd be the 9th batter of the inning. Hit right back up the middle. Pass Bishop into center field. 2 more runs are going to score for North Mac. Flowers. And now Brown crossing on the third base hit of the day from Logan Hammond.
A hitting machine keeps going for North Mac.
Well, you mentioned it earlier, Carl, but it's a deep lineup that can hurt you in a variety of ways. And with a 15-run spot here in the fourth inning, that will be the mercy rule, and the game is over. So Litchfield gives up 5 runs in the fourth, and the game is over at 15-0. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield falls today here at North Mac, 15-0 the final, as North Mac wins it in 4 innings, Carl. 4 runs in the second, 6 runs in the third, 5 runs in the fourth inning, as North Mac wins it 15-0. Logan Hammond 3-for-4 with an RBI today. Andrew Baines was 2-for-2 with a pair of RBI. 15 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Litchfield. No runs, just 2 hits and 1 error for Litchfield. And a lot of walks for Litchfield pitching today.
Yeah, that's always a no-no. And, yeah, 7 walks and what? 5 or 6 of them at least scored. We know that. So it just tells you, yeah, you get in trouble. And then just good aggressive base running by North Mac set Litchfield up for, you know, instead of taking that one out at first, you know, they kept coming home. How many times did they lose the runner at home? I don't think they got anybody out at home. So they ended up giving extra base runners every time. So good hustle by North Mac and key hitting. They came up with some big hits. It just shows it's a good lineup from top to bottom.
Took 88 minutes to play this ball game here today, Carl, and for Litchfield in the batting order, 5 through 9, they hit only once.
Yeah, only once. So, you know, and you would have seen a different pitcher anyway because they already took out their starter by then.
So with the win, North Mac improves to 5-0 on the year. With the loss, Litchfield falls to 0-3. We want to thank Chris Renner, the AD here at North Mac, and all the fine folks here at North Mac. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Just a wonderful place to watch a high school baseball game, Carl, with this turf field. The weather conditions were a little on the crisp side today.
Yes, indeedy.
But North Mac takes care of business as they beat Litchfield by the final of 15-0. Thanks to all of our wonderful baseball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible throughout the year, so please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast, because without them, we don't bring you any high school baseball and softball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Our next broadcast comes up a week from today. It'll be Lincoln Wood at Hillsboro in high school baseball action live next Monday at 4:20 on WSMI FM 106.1, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. So North Mac wins it over Litchfield by the final of 15-0. Thanks to Levi Ubelt. He produced this afternoon's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from North Mac.